for the benefit of all sentient beings, and especially this, in other words, to the benefit of all sentient beings, and especially this most hated enemy, that one must attain the enlightenment. In order to save all the sentient beings, and especially this most hated enemy, to save this hated enemy from the suffering of samsara, that one must attain the Buddhahood. And this one's most harmful enemy, as well as all the sentient beings, be able to accomplish the Buddhahood. And with such a mind, that one should then try to meditate on the inactive primordial wisdom. And so in this way, although in the other teachings it is said that when you develop the compassion first to the easier object, because for ordinary person it is difficult to rise compassion to the difficult object, so that you begin from the easier object, such as like one's relatives and family and so on, and then to the enemies, and eventually to the all sentient beings. But in this particular teaching, it is the other way around. First, most difficult object, because once you could develop the genuine compassion to the most difficult object, then it is easy to rise on the other object. So once you have the compassion, instead of hatred, if you have the compassion to your enemy, then it is easy to rise in different beings, and also to your neighbors and the fellow countrymen, and as well as relatives and so on. So eventually, the eventual goal is actually to develop compassion to all sentient beings without any exception, to every sentient being, same equal amount of compassion to all sentient beings. And by meditating this compassion, then it will have a great benefits. It will eliminate one's own anger and one's own hatred. And due to this, then also, when you do not have the inner, many of our physical pains are also caused by the anger and hatred. Because when your mind is so hated, possessed with these defilements, when your mind is lot of the physical illnesses are caused through the tension and the stress, because when you are angry, when you get very angry, and when you have this hatred, then of course a lot of other physical, it does a lot of damage to the physical body. And so therefore, when you have eliminate the hatred, then many of the physical pains or the physical illnesses also disappears, and it develops a genuine compassion to all sentient beings, just as like one's only child. Of course, every mother loves their child. But the mothers who have only one child have a very special kind of loving kindness or the compassion to the child. And so until you have a such kind of feeling that one should develop the compassion, one should practice the compassion and think about the benefit of practicing the compassion, think about the consequences that one will face if we do not develop compassion, if we continue indulge the hatred, then what kind of consequences that one have to face? As the Shanti Deva said, all kind of virtuous deeds, such as like generosity, making offerings, keeping the vows, doing the meditations, recitation of prayers, the whatever virtuous that deeds that we do, the virtuous deeds that we've been accumulated for thousands of eons, the virtuous deeds that we've been doing for the last thousands of eons also can be ruined by one hatred. So that there's no worse negative deeds or the non-virtuous deeds than rising a hatred. The hatred is the worst. Hatred is the worst sin or the worst negative deeds that one could do. The minute that when you are angry, minute that you get the hatred within your mind, of course oneself also do not have the peace, the complete peace and harmony is all totally destroyed. And the person who possesses the anger or the hatred, wherever that person goes, it destroys all the peace and harmony of that area. All the conflicts, all the disturbances, all the terrors, all the miseries in this world are all caused by the hatred. And so there's no worse thing that one could do than indulging with the hatred. And so in every possible way that we should try to develop, to disperse this hatred. So when you develop the genuine compassion, then it develops the bodhicitta or the enlightenment thoughts. Now, in order to accomplish Buddhahood, that one needs to the main cause to accomplish the Buddhahood is what is known as the bodhicitta or the enlightenment thought. And this enlightenment thought has two kinds: relative enlightenment thought and absolute enlightenment thought. And now the absolute bodhicitta or the absolute enlightenment thought means that non-conceptual, inactivity, primordial wisdom. And that you can only gain through the meditations, through the concentration, and through the meditations. And the relative bodhicitta, or the relative enlightenment thought, which also has many different kinds, but the most important one is to do the exchange meditations. Thank you. And the exchange meditation means giving all your benefits, all your happiness, all your peace, happiness, and benefits